Good morning. This is Frieda Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Now, this young lady, she's very much involved in jazz. Who is she? Jasmine Chen is a jazz singer and songwriter based in Shanghai, and you would have heard and seen of her thanks to Crazy Rich Asians. So she's in Malaysia for the Borneo Jazz Festival. Welcome to Malaysia.
Hello, Frieda. Hello, everyone.
And obviously, this is not your first trip.
No, I've been in Malaysia for many, many times since 2011.
Not for the movie,
but for performances.
For performances. So yes. This is almost like your home.
Yes, that's right.
A bit of story about how you got into jazz, because you were a classical pianist.
That's right.
But so tell us a story.
I was trained to be a pianist since I was 4 years old and taking seriously piano lessons, and then was sent to England to continue study. So I got my bachelor degree in music studies, majoring in piano performance. And while I was in UK, I started to know jazz. When I was a little girl, I always had this dream, like I want to be on the stage in the center and singing. Mm. But I never did. So I took the chance, chose jazz singing, vocal classes as my second study.
Right.
But the teacher was a jazz teacher. So that's how it become, you know, it's the story begins from there.
Why do you enjoy jazz?
Maybe because I'm in the classical music background. I always think the melodies are so beautiful. I mean, no matter classical or jazz, mostly the classic jazz, the melodies are beautiful and the lyrics are so nice. Mm-hmm. And also the way that the bands play together as a team, the singers, all the instruments together. When I was doing my first rehearsal with other students that from the jazz course, I was amazed by how the sound, acoustic sound, can be so wonderful. Right. So I just fall in love with jazz.
So growing up, you didn't listen to jazz?
No.
And if you think about the history of Shanghai, right, they used to be called the Paris of the East and all that, right? So that is it making a comeback in Shanghai, in China?
Yes. Well, there was a gap, you know, around 60s, 70s, and then until the late 1980s and 90s, the Western music started to come back again. So from year 2000, I think jazz slowly come back. Mm. And of course, there is a root in Shanghai, and the people there are very familiar with the term jazz, 爵士乐. Mm-hmm. It's just becoming a very trendy thing to listen. Mm-hmm. In the coffee shop, there's a jazz venue start to grow, and many jazz performances in town. And then I was entered at the right time. Mm. That was 2004. I was first visiting Shanghai. So right. I had my little experience with singing on the jazz stage.
Okay.
So that's how. And then later on, during the last 10 years, there's just the listeners just grow so much, mostly in Shanghai, but also spread out in major cities in China.
So when you decided to make that shift from playing piano, classical piano to jazz, was there apprehension, I guess, from your family at that time? Said, what?
Well, at the beginning, I told my mom that I want to be a jazz singer. She of course she didn't know jazz. My parents were both kind of like Chinese traditional folk dancers,
right?
And also actor and actress. So they listen to Chinese traditional music, they listen to classical music, Western classical music, but they never know jazz. And I was really already made my mind. Okay. After the summer of 2004, I said I want to be a jazz singer. So my mom came to visit me in Shanghai from my hometown, Liaoning. Mm. And she just want to make sure that, the things I'm doing is
proper. Right,
is proper. So she came to see my show in the jazz club. Mm. And afterwards, she's like, okay, you can do it. Even though she didn't know anything about jazz, but she's been supportive and right. She sees my passion. Mm-hmm. And for later on, she studied it. Okay. She listened to jazz a lot and the classic jazz numbers. And then she know more and she's been more supportive afterwards.
Right. You know, when you talk about jazz, there are also different types of jazz,
yes,
right? And
that's
in
right.
What is your, I guess it's easy for people to follow the more commercial types,
yeah,
right? But is that your preference or is it something that you just do because that's what people are used to?
Well, I love traditional jazz, like the jazz from the 30s, from the big band era, and also later on the jazz from the Latin countries,
you know,
the bossa novas from the 60s. So my jazz is more that kind of
influenced genre.
But later on, of course, I add my my own personal flavor in it, which is Chinese root, Chinese traditional. And also, I write Chinese lyrics to many Western songs and also to many original songs.
Mm.
So that's the jazz I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah. More, I enjoy beautiful melodies.
Right.
I enjoy acoustic sound. Of course, there are many free jazz going on. There are many, you know, modern jazz going on. But my heart is belong to the beautiful sound.
Right. So, of course, you are here in Malaysia, well, in Borneo for the Borneo Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. What else have you got lined up for the rest of the year?
I am going to have another, monthly, mm-hmm. I have a show at Jay-Z Club, which is the jazz club in Shanghai. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing a show with the big band. There, Jay-Z Big Band, and also with my quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also doing a few concerts in November in Hangzhou Grand Theater and December in Shanghai Grand Theater as well.
Mm.
So that's more like a very proper musical concert hall.
Right. Yeah. So your work is mostly in China itself. Coming from to Borneo and all that, but is that, you know, do you travel a lot because of the work?
Yes, I do. I do. Borneo Jazz and last month, I was in Singapore with Jeremy Monteiro, which is a great jazz pianist and composer. So we also did three concerts on the Chinese, celebration Chinese classics,
right.
The old Chinese, but in jazz way.
So you're a composer as well,
yeah.
Right? How many albums do you have, or is that a plan?
Okay, so this is the thing. I had only released one album, which is in 2008. And because I'm more focusing on the live performances, that's why I've been so busy with traveling and everything. So sometimes, you know, when you're doing album, you need to really, sit down and focus and think about the content and then also spend a lot of time in the studio. So I could never do that. But I recorded a new album, not released yet.
Okay.
In Denmark. 2 years ago.
Okay. It's not released yet.
Yeah. With a group of Danish top musicians, jazz musicians, and on Chinese jazz.
Right.
Including a few numbers are from the old folk music, and some songs are from the West, the bossa novas, the American jazz classic with my Chinese lyric.
Right.
And also there are two of my Chinese original songs. One is about WeChat.
Okay.
I don't know if
Malaysian
knows WeChat.
Okay.
Is everybody using
it? Jazz song in Chinese about WeChat.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. And then another song is about the air in Beijing. It's called Beijing Air Blues, which I wrote back to 2014 when the air was really bad, polluted in Beijing, and I wrote that song.
Okay.
It's a blues. But now, of course, the Beijing air is getting much better.
Okay, I thought it would be Beijing Air Gray.
Yeah.
So that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When do you plan to release it?
This year.
Okay, I'm giving you a deadline.
Okay.
We'll talk about how you got into Crazy Rich Asians in just a moment. I'm here with Jasmine Chen. You're listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Breathe freely, Malaysians. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
我要你的爱。You're listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise. Good morning, this is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Jasmine Chen, who's a jazz singer and songwriter based in Shanghai and was featured in Crazy Rich Asians. So it's an honor to be speaking to you and, talking to you. How did that happen? How did Crazy Rich Asians happen?
Well, it's more like out of blue.
Okay.
I remember early 2017, I received a Facebook message on my fan page saying we have this movie and would like to have you featuring the movie and also the soundtrack. And I thought that's a spam, so I didn't reply.
Okay.
Sometimes you get really odd messages on Facebook. And then after a few days, I got email from a different person, but talk about a similar thing.
Okay.
Called Crazy Rich Asians. So I didn't reply immediately. I was like, just left there. After a few days, I thought maybe I should look again. Mm. So I went back and see the email, and I saw, oh, that's someone from oneupbrothers.com. So like, okay, it sounds a bit serious, but the name really, because I never read the book, I never heard a book.
Right.
So I thought I would like to know that if, is there any like bad look for the Asian people in the movie?
Right. They always do that, right?
Yeah. Okay. And then said, no, it's based on the novel. They sent me the Wikipedia link, of the novel. I was like, okay, that sounds interesting. So later on we discussed like, when do they need me? They're going to shoot in Malaysia in April 2017. I said, okay, I'm free. Then they flew me over to Malaysia in KL here. And then we did that Tanhua party scene. First, I recorded two tracks before I came to KL in Shanghai, and then sent the track to LA. LA sent the track mix and to KL. And then on the set, everybody heard me sing from the speaker.
Right.
Of course, I wasn't singing. And that's the first scene I was involved.
Right.
And then later on, I went back to Shanghai. They called me up again in June and said, oh, we have this scene coming up in Singapore, the big wedding party scene.
Right.
Are you interested? Are you available? I said, sure. So he said, oh, Zhang Chu, the director, would like to have you to sing 我要你的爱.
Okay.
I said, okay, I never get chance to sing that song before, then it's time to learn.
Right.
So I learned it, and then I recorded in Shanghai again, and then flew over to Singapore. I had full night shooting scene with all the cast, because the two of the scenes are the most casting, like the main cast were there. So I got really lucky to meet everybody in the movie.
Right.
So that was really, really nice. I forgot to mention, I was really surprised when they found me and why they found me. So I asked. And the producer sent me back, said, our director, Zhang Chu, really like your music. And then I thought, maybe she's been very, polite, over-polite,
Chinese, right? We like your music. We like you.
Okay. Yeah. And then I met John for the first time on the set in Malaysia in KL. And he said, oh, I'm really big fan of you. I love your music. I followed you on a YouTube channel.
Okay.
I said, oh, that's why. That explains. Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't realize that it was the first time, you thought it was just that one scene, and then it went on with the wedding scene as well. And when the first time when you went for that first shoot, it's like, oh my goodness, it's a big production. Did you know that it was such a huge production?
I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't notice until my second appearance, until I went to Singapore, and then I realized, because in KL, that's in an old house, I was there only for 2-3 days shooting. And in the movie, there's so many people involved, and it's a big chaos.
Right.
So I didn't realize, how big the scene. Also, I don't really know. I only know Michelle Yeoh, Lu Yan, Lisa Lu, are very big stars. But I don't really know the rest, because they're all from different backgrounds, different countries. So I didn't really keep in track with that. So I didn't had any idea until I was in Singapore. And then, the big wedding scene. That was really amazing.
Right.
Spectacular. Then I thought, maybe this movie is going to be big.
Okay. I want to know if there have been other offers after this.
Okay, so after I did my Singapore scene, the wedding party scene, I went back to Shanghai. And then after maybe when that was early 2018, I got contact by Zhang Chu. And he said, hey, we have this opening song, 何日君再来. So would you like to sing it?
Okay.
I said, okay, I can try. But that song actually, I mean, we all know by Deng Lijun, Teresa Teng.
Yes.
And it's quite a difficult song because the range is very big, very broad. And it's very different style from what I sing. I said, I give a try. And then they sent over the rearranged version by Christopher Ting, mm-hmm. who is a Grammy winner composer. And then I spent quite a lot of time studying the song, studying the new arrangement, and then in the studio. That was a bit challenge for me.
Right.
And then later on, and I just realized that's the first song who came out of the movie at
right.
the beginning, before everything starts. And that was really like something special.
So when the movie became a hit, was it a hit in China?
Not a big hit in
right?
China.
Okay.
I remember because North America started to showing the movie first. And then at that time, I was in Shanghai. And I remember for many mornings, I received message. After I wake up, I received message from the US friends. And they said, oh, I see you from the movie. Oh, was that you? Is that really you? I was like, wow, okay. It seems like it's really popular in the US.
Right.
And later on, they start to showing in Southeast Asia, in many other countries. And then I realized that's really big.
Right. But not so much in China, because this is everyday life.
Yeah, people see Chinese face every day, okay. Asian face every day. So they don't feel so much special as how, I mean, Malaysian or Singaporean feel, because that's the story based in here. But also for a lot of American
Chinese,
they feel the home, you know, but for a lot of American, for example, the Native Americans, or, you know, they feel like something so different
right.
to see.
Right.
But for Chinese from mainland China,
it's like,
that's not so much. And also, they're not so much related to their daily life. So that's a big difference.
Okay. Yeah. I know that you do a lot of work as well on educating rural girls in China, the Renewal Project and the Cambodian Children's Fund. So tell me about your charity work with educating rural girls in China.
Well, actually, that was introduced by a very good friend who is from Australian Chinese. And she just invited me to be part of this organization and also perform for one of their events. And then I get a chance to meet all the girls from Guizhou, from rural area, and just sing with them together. Yeah. And also, I remember another charity work is went to Thailand, Damagira, which is a very, very further away in the mountain. And then there's all the kids stay in the school, which is organized by the monks.
Right.
They support the children to go to school. And then we spent, me and some other friends, we together spent the whole Christmas there to teach the children, the students singing Christmas carols and also other songs together. Right. And we did a celebrating Christmas concert.
Right. What is the Renewal Project?
The Renewal Project is based in Shanghai. They very much support the homeless people.
Right.
They offer homeless people to showers, you know, offer their clothes, secondhand clothes, and also offer a place for them to eat and showers, and also introduce them to job opportunities. So all the organizations I'm participating with my music, you know.
Right.
So I sing with them, I singing for them. So that's how I take place or take part of the events.
Yes. Okay, so what we can look forward to you is your second album, 2019. I'm putting out there for you.
Thank you.
All the best with the Borneo Jazz Festival. You'll be going to back to my island. This is also where Henry Golding is from, actually.
Yes, that's right.
So thanks for being with us, Jasmine Chen. You've been listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.